Good morning. This is WHYY's Morning Edition. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Philadelphia's theater community is quite possibly collectively hungover this morning following last night's Barrymore Awards at the Merriam Theater, followed by a blowout after party at the Kimmel Center. Philadelphia's equivalent of the Tony Awards took a bit of a hiatus last year, but it is back, and Newsworks theater blogger Howie Shapiro joins me for a recap. Good morning, Howie.
Hi, Jennifer.
How was it? Was it like a show of shows with an opening sequence? Give us a sense of
yes, you got it exactly. It was a show of shows with an opening sequence. First of all, everybody was astonished that it was done in just under 2 hours, like 119 minutes, because there are about 26 or 28 awards. They opened with little musical number with several actors who are very visible in the city singing about being together again. And then the number turned into a warning asking people not to clap until in any category somebody was actually announced as the winner. But, you know, nobody does that.
Okay.
So, and then they went on right into the awards.
Well, it was a big night for one actress in particular and one musical in particular. Tell us about that.
Yes, the actress is named Liz Filios, and she's an actress who's been around a while. She's a musician also. She was one of two characters in a little intimate musical called Midsummer. The real name of it is Midsummer, and then it goes into brackets, A Play with Songs. And it's a musical in which she and another actor, Charlie Del Marcel, played two people who had a chance meeting at a bar and fell in love, which is, you know, a typical plot. But it then becomes a very fast-paced story around Edinburgh. And it's just a lovely little thing, and it really struck a chord with audiences. She won a big award, $15,000 award for an emerging artist given by Carol Gravano Haas in memory of F. Otto Haas, her late husband.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a big surprise to everybody, too, because Carol Haas announced from the stage that that award, which she has given for many years, this is the 19th Barrymore Awards, would no longer be $10,000, it would be $15,000.
Wow. So, I hate to interrupt you, but I like that award. It's designated to help an artist stay put.
That's right. It's an award that helps pay an artist's expense, a theater artist's expenses, in the hopes that that person will become part of the theater community and committed to living in Philadelphia. It's the only award of its kind that I know of in the nation. That actually gives you money to stay put.
Now, the musical Parade, performed at the Arden Theater last year, did not win a Barrymore. However, it was hands down a huge favorite and critically acclaimed. Did it get some of the props it deserved last night from the community that was there?
It did. It got three category awards. The leading actor, Ben Dibble, and that was a nice moment. Ben Dibble, anyone who goes to the theater in Philly knows Ben Dibble's work because he's been around for a number of years, and he's a talented, versatile actor who artistic directors really like. He has never gotten a Barrymore for performance. He did win the Emerging Artist Award once, but he's been nominated 12 times over the years, and last night was his first Barrymore, and he was just on cloud nine at the after party, you know, walking around smiling.
So, Howie Shapiro, do you think receiving a Barrymore Award puts an actor or a theater company on the radar in a particular way?
I think that for people who go to the theater, and in Philadelphia, that's a lot of people, because the audience is big enough to support more than 50 theaters that pay their people something, so they're considered professional. People who go to the theater pay attention to it, because sometimes a smallish company, like Inishnua Theater Company, which put on Midsummer, becomes, you know, part of, it becomes on the radar. I think it also gives people bragging rights. That's the nice thing about it, too.
Yeah.
Listen, a lot of the people who get Barrymores already have proved themselves. They don't need a Barrymore to validate their talents.
And how quickly, how's the new season shaping up?
Oh, it's busy. It's really busy, and it's shaping up with some good possibilities. The 72 judges of the Barrymore Awards considered 88 productions last year, so that gives you an idea of the breadth of productions, or at least the number of productions in the area.
Well, we have to go. Howie Shapiro, thanks for checking in.
My pleasure.
Howie Shapiro is the theater blogger for Newsworks. Go to newsworks.org to see a complete list of the Barrymore winners. And oh my goodness, it's the late Elaine Stritch.
There's no business like show business, like no business I know.